Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
1, 2, 3!
Football season is weird because we actually look forward to Mondays. It's Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Yeah. How come I don't see Horsey Mom just standing off to the side? They got Horsey Mom mic'd up. Are you proud of your son? Oh, yes. Just think about it.
But the horse mom isn't knowing what's going on.
The horse mom would be, you don't think on some level the horse mom would know, that's my boy out there. Look at him leap. I taught him that. That's right.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man.
And bone.
Happy Monday. It is Reaction Monday. Hello, Boner.
Hello, man.
Teddy, I got a good feeling today, Teddy.
No, you don't.
Nice.
No, you don't.
Teddy's happy, too.
I am happy Teddy's today. Happy
you should
today.
Be happy, Ted. You should be happy.
His Cowboys won. T-Bone's going to melt down about the brownies. But
well,
here's
not until the 4 o'clock
I understand.
Hour.
Here's how we do things on a Monday after football. So, start the show, a lot of Buckeyes, a lot of college football conversation. 4 o'clock hour, NFL things, Browns, Bengals, bad. 5 o'clock hour, a little flavorful broth, a little mix of everything. And it is Yikes Day. That's coming up at 4:34. And Jason's bee at 5:34. Jason was telling me he was having a conversation with Joey Votto.
Oh, my guy.
That's
there
right.
You go. Oh, Teddy. Good thing you wore jeans today and not sweatpants.
It's moving for Ted.
It'd be a bad situation over there.
What did Larry David call it? Pants tent?
Did he coin that term? I thought that predated him. Is that a Larry Davidism?
I think he made it famous.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Pants tent.
Yes, that's right. Buckeyes beat Western Michigan 56-0. So, week one, you had a performance where you scored, what was it, 52 points?
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the scoreboard, you'd say, what?
No, they did. I'm saying like some of those came obviously off the defense.
No. I know that. So I'm just saying if you looked at the scoreboard, you'd say, wow, I got to tell you, not a lot of difference between week one and week two. There was a lot of difference between week one and week two.
I agree with you.
You know, Ryan Day, I don't think was completely pleased with things after the first week. He said his message to the team was clean up your mistakes. Play the best version you can possibly play. Oh, and by the way, this Western Michigan team just went up to Wisconsin and gave them a hell of a game. So if you sleep on them, they're going to humiliate us.
Sure.
We know it can happen. We see it pretty much every single week in college football now.
Yeah.
A team that's not supposed to lose loses to a team like this, directional Michigan or the equivalent of. But this Buckeye team went out on Saturday, Bone, and did pretty much everything right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it probably didn't help. It didn't hurt. That Western Michigan had already played a Big Ten opponent and got a physical game out of that. Probably left some of those guys not feeling 100%. But regardless, I don't think 100% or not, Ohio State looked, to me, 5 times, 10 times better than they did against Akron. I don't think it necessarily tells us anything about the future just yet, but it tells you that the talent is all there. I mean, you can see it on display if you want to look. To me, like one of the guys that I felt like I had been looking to see something out of in this early part of the season, Quinshon Judkins had a game, had a nice, I mean, I don't think he even had 10 carries, busted over 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's what we're hoping for, right? With that two-headed monster at running back between him and Travion Henderson. So, yeah, this is the thing I was hoping to see, was the offense kind of really get humming, and they did. Jeremiah Smith did his thing again. Like, this is, yeah, the offense looked great. Defense looked phenomenal. I mean, it was a complete performance.
I was going through the team stats, just sort of comparing the two teams here. Total yards, Buckeyes, 683.
That's the stat.
683.
This is the stat.
Western Michigan, 99.
Yikes.
Under, yes, that's yikes.
Wrong segment, but
under
still.
100 total yards. Rushing yards, 273 to 28. Average yards per rush, 7. 7 yards per carry for the Buckeyes, that's 0.9 for Western Michigan.
Yeah, it's tough.
Rushing touchdowns, 6-0. Passing yards, 410 to 71. I'll tell you what, though. Third downs, Buckeyes only 3 for 10. We got to get cracking on that. Well, 30% is not good enough.
I mean, let's hope that that's not a stat that will matter. Let's hope that most of those were numbers that happened well after the starters were out. But sure, if that stat were to hold true when you play tougher competition, then no, we don't want to see that.
Yards per play, Buckeyes 9.5, Western Michigan 2.1. Complete and total dominance. There's nothing to say other than it's nice to see it, right?
Very nice to see it, yeah. And we know the schedule. They've got a bye week here, and then they get Marshall at home before going on the road to play a Michigan State team that looks very beatable. Doesn't look like a Sparty team that, I don't want to jinx anything.
Get out,
you know what
here.
I'm saying? That we've seen Sparty do things before, but
shouldn't
they don't
be a close game.
It shouldn't. So, but that'll be their first time away from the Shoe. It'll be a Big Ten game. So those will be nice things.
Sparty only does things when they come here.
That's fair.
Over there.
Yeah, I know. You're
I'm not worried about them.
You're exactly right.
By the
right.
way, that Marshall kick time was announced today. That's going to be noon on Fox.
All right.
Big nooner with Marshall.
Well, hey, man, they know they want the number.
I know.
They want to get people watching. And also, I am quite sure everyone who works behind the scenes, not that this matters to the average fan, but like Panama Ted was here. What time did you get out of here, Ted, on Saturday night?
1 a.m.
So / Sunday morning, technically.
Yes.
And that's when you and Timmy and Beamer got done with the post-game show.
That's right.
I'm saying for Western Michigan, it seems like, at least with Marshall, you know, you're going to be out of here a little bit different time. But for the fans, you don't have to wait all day for this game. We tend to think Marshall's going to be another, should be a good fun one, hopefully, for the Buckeyes. We'll find out, though, I guess, in a few weeks.
That's the thing, is that I have conversations with Buckeye fans all the time. And they say, well, but what fun is a game like that?
It's right? a lot of fun.
I think it is fun. All right. I don't want to see drama where drama shouldn't exist. When you are clearly better than your opponent, I expect you to go out there and dominate every aspect of the football game. That to me is fun.
I think the problem is we're not being specific with our like language there, because it is like fun is a broad term, right? If a Buckeye fan or a bunch of Buckeye fans are saying, you know what I enjoy though, is knowing that that result matters. If you go beat Oregon 56-10, then that's going to be more fun than beating Western Michigan, you know, what was it, 56-0?
This result does matter, though.
No, I know it does, but you're right, we should live in the moment and have fun. I agree with that. But also, I understand a Buckeye fan who is saying, if you go beat Iowa by 30, that feels more fun because that feels more real than beating Western Michigan by 50.
All right, but
I get that part of it too. But the people who are like, man, I want a good, exciting game that comes down to the wire.
I don't.
Not me. I'm with you on that. I would rather have a game where I want to beat number two team in the country. If we're number one, they're number two. I hope we win by 4 touchdowns. It's not close. I don't want a close game at all. Who wants that?
There's important things to come from games like this too. The fact that you were able to handle them so effortlessly. They're going to look back at the film and pretty much grade out everybody as champions. You don't think psychologically that does something? You don't think psychologically it does something for the defense to know that they handed them 0 points? Or they allowed 0 points? Of course it does. Those guys were working towards that goal. Every single week, it's a different goal. Again, they got the bye week, and then they're playing Marshall. You think the goal against Marshall is just to walk out with a tough victory and make it fun for the fans?
No.
They've got their own goals.
Yeah.
And their goal is probably to do better than they did this week, which is almost impossible because they dominated in every aspect of the game.
I do understand the ability or the inability of Buckeye fans, though, because I, you know, you and I both, longtime Buckeye fans. I understand the idea, though, of, all right, it's September. I'm nervous about what's going to happen on this date and that date and later on when they play this team. I do understand all that.
I get it.
But this performance, what more could you ask for on a game like Western Michigan? What, 100? Like, I don't know. You didn't even let them get 100 yards. They barely crossed the 50. Like, I don't, if they did at all, I'm saying I don't know what more you could have wanted out of that Nothing. Type of performance.
You have played teams like this in the past where you've gotten off to sluggish starts or you allow big chunks of yardage because there's some sort of miscommunication. Anybody can roll up a couple points on you, right? Just based on some busted plays. We've seen that. Mm-hmm. We've seen that over the years with this Buckeye defense. We didn't have any of that on Saturday.
I agree with you.
They stayed disciplined. They did what they had to do for a full four quarters.
Yeah. It was not a complete performance because I don't think you can have that until you have a tough opponent, right? But as complete, as clean, if Ryan Day doesn't come back after this and say, oh boy, I see, I'll tell you what, that was a fairly clean performance. Good to see. You know, I maybe he doesn't want to say that to the media, but to me that looked pretty damn good all the way around.
You don't think after a week too, and we're going to talk about it coming up next because we had more chaos in college football, but there's a week where you see Notre Dame go down. Right. You see Michigan go down, obviously to a much better team. But still, you had Penn State struggling at home against a MAC team. You don't think it matters to go out and puff out your chest and flex your muscles a little bit?
I think that feels really good. Yeah, it's a nice thing to have. I'm not saying that that means job done. Everybody just pat yourselves on the back. Let's go home. But yeah, we're off to from that standpoint, from what we saw week one from Akron. I don't think you could ask for a better performance in week two, given what we saw week one.
I'll be the first one to sit here on a Monday after a game, I don't care what the scoreboard says, and say clean up the slop. Because you're not going to be able to win games like that down the stretch. What I'm saying about this game on Saturday is there was no slop.
No.
There was nothing.
I mean,
3-10 on third down. Do better!
Okay, there's your slop. There's your slop.
And even that was garbage time at the end of the game.
Right. I mean, You had a third string quarterback getting in.
Yes.
Highly touted, by the way. A lot of teams would love to have Julian Sain coming off as a third string guy.
You can get third string. You got three quarterback that's playing the game where there's no injury involved.
That's what we want.
You did okay.
That's exactly what you're looking for.
Chaos around college football, and the new polls are out. Details next. Cowan Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 670 at Leonard Avenue. That's causing some delay. And we also have an accident on West Broad Street at North Murray Hill Road. This report is sponsored by True Green. If you want a great-looking lawn next spring, now is the perfect time to get started. And nobody makes it easier or more affordable to get a green, healthy lawn than True Green. Sign up today for an annual plan and get 50% off one application. Visit TrueGreen.com today. Restrictions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Yikes, Monday. T-Bone's going to sell you something.
That was a nice remix. I just want to give you props on that. That was very good. I like that. My guys at Able Roof, they're going to get the job done for you in one day. 24-hour turnaround on most jobs, done in a day, good for a lifetime. They've been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus for 22 years for a reason, and that is because they do a great job, and they've got great deals for you like this one. No payments, no interest until 2026. And up to $1,000 off a new roof. Again, I say that all the time. I kind of say it quickly. Remember what I'm telling you. No payments, no interest until 2026. If you've lost track of the year, that is still the rest of this year, all of next year. Then you make a payment. Meanwhile, your roof, no more leaks, no more issues. Able gets the job done right. Get that deal today. Call them 614-444-ROOF. That's 614-444-ROOF.
Bone, good news.
What's that, man?
Kendrick Lamar will headline the Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans this year.
They're not like us.
I don't know who he is.
He is. Ask Drake who he is. You know who Drake is?
I know who Drake is.
He know likey Drake. And he put out a song that's about 6 minutes long of him just destroying Drake. And I don't think Drake's been the same ever since that song came out.
Really?
I don't think the culture of like people has been the same. Like
how bad is this song?
He has a line in it where he says, trying to strike a chord, but it's probably A minor. Referencing that Drake is known for having a lot of female younger friends.
You know what they call that, Bone?
What's that, man?
The kids call that a diss track.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
It is a diss track, to be sure. So factor this into your equations of the Super Bowl. Maybe you're not a hip-hop fan. Maybe you don't like any of these artists. You don't care. Do you enjoy it when it's awkward and weird? Because this is what could happen. Drake is known for going to pretty much every big sporting event there ever is.
Mm-hmm.
He no doubt would go to a Super Bowl. I'm sure he's been to plenty of them. If he goes to this one, Kendrick Lamar being the halftime entertainment, I'm sure he won't be there. I'm sure they will not have him anywhere that he could have a camera on him while that man is performing. But if he plays that song, which of course I would think he has to, it's a Super Bowl halftime show, that's going to be awkward. For all part, like, and I'm here for that drama is what I'm telling you. I think a lot of people would be here to watch the drama, even if they don't really enjoy necessarily that style of music.
How about Kanye? What does Kanye think about all this?
You don't want to know.
I do want to know.
I don't think
I want him and his wife.
You do. Oh, you want the wife that wears no clothes all the time?
Wear no clothes. Oh, my God.
Well, she wears clothing. You can just see right through it to all the goods. Everything's right there.
There's no bras.
Just remember.
Just boobs.
Just remember, Kanye is a fashion genius.
And the genius
of him is, hey, what if you go outside, but you let everyone see what's underneath your clothes?
Mm-hmm.
I will remain fully clothed in like burlap sacks, but you will be basically naked. Genius.
I'm going to do that. We should have that type of relationship.
Sure.
I'm dressed in burlap.
And I'm naked.
And then you go out
under clothing?
And just see through. Naked fishnets.
I understand that we're all naked under our clothing, but no one can see through mine.
Thank God. AP poll is out. Georgia stays number one. They get 54 first place votes. Texas moves up to number two. They get 4 first place votes. Buckeyes down a spot to 3. They get 5 first place votes. Then it's Alabama stays put at 4. Ole Miss up a spot to 5. Mizzou up 3 spots to 6. Tennessee, we'll talk about them in a second, up 7 spots to number 7. Penn State stays at 8. Oregon, despite winning again, down 2 spots to number 9. And Miami cracks the top 10. They are up 2 spots to number 10. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, USC is at 11, just missing out on the top 10. Meat Chicken is down 7 spots to 17. Nebraska enters the chat at number 23, and I think I have all my Big Ten teams, right?
Where did Notre Dame land?
They went to number 18.
Okay.
Down 13 spots.
Yeah, because obviously that's one of the bigger upsets this weekend, but there were plenty we could start off with.
Well, I don't know if this is not an upset. Pretty much everybody predicted it, but if you thought we were going to see, you know, the piss and vinegar Michigan's coming out to defend their national championship type of squad this year. I mean, maybe they have that mindset.
Sure.
They just don't have the horses on offense to run the race because Texas goes in there and really has little resistance.
Yeah, they don't. Like, this has become, by the way, the Michigan man excuse that they've put out there. It's like, we lost our head coach. We lost this running back who was a stud. We lost all of his talent. We lost our quarterback who was a top 10 draft pick, which is inexplicable, but that's another story for another day. The point is, they're saying, we lost all this talent. You can't expect us to be any good. And, I mean, that's one way to look at it. The other, and I know you're not making that case, but that's what the Michigan fans are saying today is, well, you can't blame us for losing to Texas at home. Yes, we can. Because your entire claim to this whole season, this whole run you had last year, all that was, it's not about the Connor Stallion stuff. It's about just us being so good. Well, all those, yeah, some pieces certainly left, but Michigan's the big enough program that they should be able to reload, not just have 1 year and then that's it. And yet they look like a team that could be a 3 or 4 loss team this year. They do not look any good. And it, again, it's easy for us to make the jokes that, well, it helps when you don't have the team's plays. If you don't know what the other team's running, makes it a little more difficult to beat everybody.
This notion, too, is that you can't blame us. It's like, yes, first of all, have you met sports? This is sports. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. We're Buckeye fans. We react. And it's not that just that you lost to Texas. If you lost to them on a dramatic last-second field goal, that would still be fun. But they went in there and just punched you in the face. Yeah. And you had nothing to say about it.
Well, and they had early in that game, I want to say, they had the they had a touchdown called back because of was it a legal procedure or something like that? I mean, the score could have been worse. Like, that's Texas thoroughly dominated them in this game. And I mean, I don't want to always turn it back to the Buckeyes, but I'll just add this. There is no excuse for Ryan Day's team to lose to this Michigan team. There, none.
Well, first of all,
there shouldn't have been any way.
It's not going to happen.
Don't say it's not going to happen.
I'm telling you right now, it's not going to happen.
Great.
No. What are you, great?
No, great. Then let's play the game and get it over with. We can't.
Fine. We can't do it right now.
Just saying.
If I had a click machine, like a remote, like Adam Sandler, I'd fast forward.
I didn't think we were going to lose last year when we've already lost twice in a row. They're not going to lose a third time. No, you're right. There's no universe where it makes sense that Ohio State loses this game to Michigan this year.
That was based more on, and yes, I'm calling you a moron. That was that was based more on, you can't possibly lose to this team three times in a row, right? From a pure intestinal fortitude standpoint.
I agree.
There's no way they can lose this game. This is not about that. I mean, of course, it's about that because you've lost this team three times in a row. You can't do it again. This is about actual football, X's and O's, and who is on what roster. There is no way this team comes in here and wins this year.
Listen.
I will get a sex change.
Oh, God. Why do you do this all
the
time?
Who's the guy? Who's the Florida State fan that says, I'll eat dog crap. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Serve it up.
No. Listen. I am with you. We're saying the same thing. Just be clear what we're saying. You're saying there's no fundamental reason, looking at the football on the field reasons, all the talent, everything, why Ohio State will lose to Michigan this year. And I'm saying, that's right. That's why I'm saying there's no excuse. So don't give me one. If it happens, don't say, well, Ryan Day,
there's no excuse.
I'm saying, right.
No, there's no excuse.
So let's have standards. And if that happens, he's gone.
I don't
Can
care.
Can we all sign that in blood?
If it's like the crew go down to Pachuca and they all have diarrhea and they're just crapping during the game, it doesn't matter.
I don't care. Julian Sain could come in and beat this team better. Like, I'm just saying, there is zero excuse this year. If you watch this Michigan team, I don't care how much better they get throughout the year or if they tune some things up here and there, they switch quarterbacks, do it. There is no excuse good enough for me to say that if this Buckeye team drops this game this year, everyone's fired.
They suck.
Ross Bjork gets fired.
I have diarrhea.
Top Gun Ted Johnson, or whatever his name is, the president, he gets fired. Fire everyone. Everybody's if they fired. Lose that game. Come on.
You know who else sucks?
Who's that?
Notre Dame sucks.
Yes.
We'll talk about them next. You know who's not happy about that? I'm Buddy Wells.
I'm pretty sad.
Like, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And we have some slow-moving traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, they've got the deal of the century for you. Download the DQ app and get buy one, get one free Blizzard treats. Just like that, you can get any two Blizzard treats for the price of one for a limited time only. Happy taste good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Ben from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
Please subscribe to this dumb show wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I want to apologize to some people out there that are living right now, but soon will not be.
Oh, okay.
Because a secret serial killer, Bodie Wells.
Oh, no.
I'm Bodie Wells. Will be around to kill you. Was it Friday's show we were talking about? Just the appearance of a serial killer. It would be Bodie.
Well, that, I feel like, I don't know if it was Friday. It was one of the shows we were talking about how,
going based on looks.
Someone asked us, who did we think, based on looks alone, could be a serial killer? Feels like it might have been Wildcard Wednesday now that we say that.
All right. Well, anyway, Bodie Wells, big Notre Dame fan. Huge Notre Dame fan. When they won at Texas A&M last week, man, there was no stopping him. He was ripping his shirt off, screaming, yelling. So what I'm about to play, if he's out there and he hears it, he's just going to go off and start killing people.
Well, let's hope not.
This is the final call of Northern Illinois beating Notre Dame from Saturday.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country!
What's that guy's name?
I don't know. Scott Broadback.
Scott Broadback.
I don't know. It's my guy.
I don't know if he's going to have a long broadcasting career, because quite frankly, that sounded like a student radio station. But
not at that pace. If he's at that pace all the time, that he won't last much on this, mortal plane that we're on.
You know, I sat here in this seat 1 week ago, and I said Notre Dame looks like the real deal. They go on the road. They get a big win at A&M. Sure, they were the better team. They were favored to win, but it was still a tough road victory, and Notre Dame is not accustomed to that. Then they go home, and essentially, Marcus Freeman says after the game, maybe our guys read the clippings. We don't know how to handle success. Well, isn't that directly on you, head coach?
Yeah, it very much would be. Now, this is kind of going to be one of these. Just put a pin in it for the litmus test down the road, I guess. What do you do with Notre Dame if they, let's say, they stop reading the press clipping? Clearly, if they read them this week, they're all going to be very sad. So maybe that fires them back up and they go, we got to prove people wrong. If they go through the rest of this schedule, which they would have been favored prior to this week in all those other games, if they go run the table, I still think they have a very good shot of getting the college playoffs, and then it goes from there.
Look, I know what you're saying, and I understand that we're in a 12-team playoff, and it's a whole new world out there, but I think there has to be some sort of bylaw that says if you lose to a MAC team at home, you are instantly disqualified from the playoffs.
You could petition them to put that in there. I'm just telling you, it's not in there.
Also,
there's no law about that.
I know there's not. I said there should be one. There should be amendment to the Constitution. Also, join a real conference, Jagoffs. That's subsection B under don't lose to MAC team.
That's good advice. Are you doing that on a consultancy basis?
Yes.
Okay, good. You should get paid for that. Join a real conference.
Jagoffs.
Sure. That's with J-A-G, just a guy.
Jag bag.
Listen, I am not in any way advocating for a Notre Dame, one loss Notre Dame
sounds
to
like
get
you're
in.
Stumping for him.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what it sounds like to me.
My point is, we don't know what the hell this is going to look like this year, do we? We have no idea. I don't know what this landscape will be. I'm pointing out, they're not done yet. That's not over for them yet. It's obviously sad for them. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you don't want to hear this little, maybe you could, but for Marcus Freeman, it's a horrible look right now. Whatever happens with the rest of the season, you have on here that you have one of, I mean, it's Northern Illinois' biggest win I think they've ever had in program history.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Not even close.
I mean, you go on the road just to Notre Dame anyway, but it's not Notre Dame in a down cycle. This is a Notre Dame team that was thought to be a top 10 team and
potentially, top 5 team. They were an AP top 5.
Right. But I'm saying everyone agreed they have top 10 talent, and whatever happened this year, people thought, yeah, this is a team that there should not be a lot of excuses made for. So you go in and knock them off. Did you see their coach after the game when he was on TV? I forget the guy's name. It's not Scott Broadback. It's something else. But whatever that guy's name is, he gave it. It was raw. It was real. He was tearing up and crying. And I don't blame him at all for feeling that way. He was emotional because I'm sure getting a win like that takes a lot out of you. But also, I can only guess what it feels like to try to recruit players to come play at Northern Illinois versus, say, some of these other schools that they go up against. And then to get those players to buy in enough, and then it actually pays off and you win one of these games where they got paid, I think, $1.4 million, Northern Illinois did.
Oh, that's the best thing.
Right. You got come paid in, you to go paid in there.
And you win.
Yeah. It took the victory right out of what Notre Dame wanted, all that.
Thomas Hammack.
That's right.
Thomas Hammack, who played at NIU.
He is like Mr. Alum. NIU. He was there, played for them, became their coach, all these things. This is such a great story, unless you're a Notre Dame fan. But that emotion, I thought, was beautiful. I loved it.
My guy.
Let him live.
I'm trying to look at his coaching. He was a GA at Wisconsin, then went to NIU, running backs coach.
He's just been there ever since?
No, was at Minnesota, running backs coach.
Oh, okay.
Went back to Wisconsin, was on the staff there, was with the Baltimore Ravens for 4 years.
Okay.
As running backs coach, and then got the NIU job in 2019.
Let him live. Coach that team through a pandemic and all that stuff. All the NIL challenges that NIL, NIU can get very confusing if you're not careful, but I'm a pro. All the name, image, and likeness and portal stuff, he's been navigating that. I'm sure that's not easy either. And then they get a huge win like this for the program.
That's my guy.
Good for him.
Oregon needed a last-second field goal to beat Boise State. So what do we make of this, man? I mean, week one, they struggled against Idaho at home, but you sort of said, well, Idaho's kind of good, and maybe they were just sleepy. They had plenty of film to look at this week. They heard people saying, you're not as good as you should be. Meanwhile, Boise State comes in. Now, Boise State's got the running back. What's his name again? I forget his name.
Oh, Ashton Jeanty. My God.
Yes, I mean, he's a guy. I want him on my fantasy football team.
I want him on my real football team. I want to tank the season in the NFL. For this dude.
This was still a Boise State team that needed every single one of the 260 yards he rushed for because they were in a tight game with Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were just blowing people away. They struggled in their week one performance. They come into Oregon, and Oregon looks sloppy again. Looks like they're going to lose this game. Needed the last second field goal. So what do we make of this?
I make of it that Oregon has a lot of issues that if they don't get them corrected soon, they will start to find out. Like we talked about, though, I'm still trying to get my barometer around what the hell matters and what doesn't. To me, it should matter that a top 10 team twice in 2 weeks has played what should be inferior competition in Idaho. Was it Idaho or Idaho State?
Idaho.
Yeah. The Vandals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They are vastly superior. Oregon is talent-wise in that game, and it was a closer game than it should have been. Boise State's a better team, but they shouldn't be within 3 points of Oregon.
No.
No way. And so, yeah, if that trend continues, obviously that's a huge problem for Oregon. I am not in any way, shape, or form like saying that they are bad or that this is an overrated team. I don't know that yet. I don't have a great vibe. I don't have a great feeling for them yet, but Ohio State playing them on October 12th, I'm guessing they get it figured out by then, and you will see one of the best efforts they put together all season long when they play the Buckeyes.
Our program director, Fish, says the Buckeyes have dodged a major bullet this season. So we'll talk about that. Plus, Gomer Pyle did things on Saturday. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slow-moving traffic on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. and you're going to run into a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 161 from Johnstown Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, Labor Day sale. Save up to $900 on select adjustable mattress sets from Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, and Sealy. Plus, get up to a $300 instant gift for pillows and more. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It is Yikes Monday. Jason's beat at 5:34. Today was the funeral for Johnny and Matthew. Just gut-wrenching, obviously. The entire team was there. And, you know, Johnny leaves the two young children. Matthew's wife was pregnant. And Johnny's wife, Meredith, said today at the funeral that she is also pregnant. And it's not like, oh, now it's sad. You know,
no.
It's always been sad.
It's been tragic. Yeah.
It's just,
whew. Yeah, it's heavy, man. I don't know how people, I mean, I've seen some video, just clips of this stuff. Adam King, our guy from 10TV, you can go, if you go to his Twitter feed, he's got some video up that you can see her saying some nice things about Columbus and talking about her family and just all these different heart-wrenching things, right? But, you know, I cannot imagine what any of the people who were there who just knew Johnny Gaudreau, what they were going through, all his teammates, the organization was there with the Blue Jackets, let alone the people who have to get up and speak at a funeral like this where his wife is up there, you know, telling us all of this, talking about her husband. I'm sure in some way it was good for her to be able to get to say some things about him and have them be her words. No one else could take that from her. But also, I can't imagine standing up there and trying to get through that type of speech. It's just, it's heartbreaking.
Unbelievable.
But they see, I mean, that family seems like an unbelievable family, don't they? Like the amount of poise and grace and everything that they've had through all of this, I cannot fathom how they've dealt with it and how they'll continue to deal with it. It's a long process.
You know, we talked to Rimmer, and Rimmer had a closer relationship than a lot of people did with the family.
Yeah.
And he just, every time I talked to him, was like, that's such a wonderful fan. And let me tell you something about Rimmer. Rimmer hates everybody. There's a reason why me and Rimmer are friends.
Right.
You know, Rimmer will talk him with the best.
Sure.
You know, but he has nothing but wonderful things to say about Guy and the whole family.
Yeah.
And I just, look, there's no family that deserves any of it. Okay.
No, you're right.
But everything I've heard about these people, it's just so damn tragic.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and that's why it's, I think, important and good. I saw that for the Jackets fans to do what they're doing and the way that they've come together to support this family. I obviously, they say it matters to them. It means something to them. I have to believe them when they say that. I did see over the weekend, I believe this is not their fault, Weezer had a concert at Nationwide this past weekend. And of course, there's entry doors that have been a memorial for the Gaudreaus, and they had the, you know, memorial service there, or a memorial candlelit vigil type thing, where that was also heartbreaking and tragic too. But great to see the Jackets fans that came out to support that. I did see someone post photos from inside Nationwide Arena. They obviously had to get that stuff out of the way for the people coming in and out of this giant arena for a concert. The business of that place goes on. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the photo that I saw, there's an area of the arena where they have it blocked off, and they put all of that stuff in a place where it's still there. It's now inside, out of the elements. But I'm sure that'll be preserved.
They're not going to move that.
Sure.
It's got to stay there.
They may have to do something to keep it preserved, you know, for the future. But yeah, I mean, the type of things that I'm sure that people in that organization have to go through, it's not the same as what the family's going through, but it's just tough all the way around.
All right, here's the awkward as hell transition. Back to college football, shall we?
Sure.
Penn State struggled with Bowling Green. Tennessee beat the hell out of NC State. That game was in Charlotte, right? It wasn't a true home game for NC State, but still.
That's correct.
Tennessee went in there and beat the hell out of them. Oklahoma struggled with Houston. And our guy Fish, proud alum of the University of Illinois, he says the only reason why the Buckeyes have a shot to win the Big Ten this year is because Illinois is not on the schedule. Yeah! Illinois knocked off number 19, Kansas. All kidding aside.
Nice win.
Good win for them. Good win for Bert Bielema.
Absolutely right. Couldn't happen to a person I don't despise him. I just find him to be hilarious at this point.
Iowa loses to Iowa State.
Yeah, they had that one. I thought they were going to just see that one out. Because usually that's how Iowa does, right? They find a way to just kind of take a game where they...
Iowa State's explosive offense.
That's fine. I'm just saying, how many games have you seen Iowa be up by like a field goal or less than a touchdown, and then the game just ends with them on defense for like 15 possessions in a row, just throttling the other team's offense? They don't do anything on offense, but the other team can't do anything either, and they just kind of stare at each other the entire second half until Iowa wins the game. So for Iowa State to come back and get that done was, you know, I thought a little impressive.
Kyle McCord, a.k.a. Gomer Pyle, with four touchdowns as Syracuse beats Georgia Tech. I was in a restaurant on Saturday night, and somebody ran in and said, Kyle McCord beat Georgia. And I said, what the hell? They weren't playing this week?
Georgia, yeah.
But it got me.
Sure.
I had to look at my, and it was like, oh, yeah, all right. Former Buckeye taking down number one team in the country. Then, of course, I looked at it and realized it was Georgia Tech. Nice performance.
Yeah. Right?
Not the same as beating Georgia.
This is a moment of personal weakness, I'll admit. I could be a bigger man than this, but I'm not going to be here. Most times when a former Buckeye leaves, and in this case, he was essentially kind of pushed out, where everyone kind of said, yeah, we don't want you here. Ryan Day kind of made that clear, and he went on and found another place to go. I would usually be happy for someone who it's like, hey, that former Buckeye's doing well. Good for him, right? It didn't work out here. I feel none of that towards Kyle McCord. I don't know why. I just don't want to hear about how Kyle McCord's tearing it up and he's, you know, he keeps putting up numbers like this every weekend. He's going to be a Heisman candidate. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't think it will. But does that make me a shallow, bad person?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'll own it. I don't care.
Teddy, shallow, bad person?
Yeah. I mean, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I enjoy that about you.
I know you do.
That's why we're sitting next to each other. All right, NFL stuff. Browns, Bengals, other crap. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident. If you're near the intersection of Gender Road and Refugee Road, there's an accident there, and the emergency crews are on scene causing some delay. We also have a couple minutes slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by RumpkeCareers.com. Rumpke Waste and Recycling in Delaware is now hiring CDL rear load drivers. Come work for one of the nation's largest waste recycling companies in a recession-resistant industry. Apply now at Rumpke.com/careers. That's Rumpke.com/careers. EOE restriction apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Happy Monday. It's Reaction Monday.
Do you have anything else going on?
Oh, it's
Yikes Monday. Yikes at 4:34. Jason's beef. At 5:34, Jason talked to Joey Votto today. So we'll talk to him about talking to Joey Votto.
Which I'm, you know what, I'm oddly excited about because Jason will have good stories there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I can't say Joey Votto's name without saying it the way that Jeff Brantley says it on Red's broadcast, which
Joey
is
Votto.
Joey Votto. I saw in the break, Mike, when we were in commercial break, I walked out there and I found out one of the many differences between radio and TV people.
Okay.
So 10TV's Adam King. He's getting ready for the broadcast. Obviously, if you don't know, 10TV starts at 4 p.m. We have broadcasts at 4, 5, 6, 10.
So they're on right now.
Not 10, 11. Yeah, so he's in his, he's dressed up. He's got, he was just going into the bathroom to, you know, to get, I don't know if he's putting his makeup on or whatever he has to do for TV. And he had a drawer open where he had a variety of aftershave products, shaving products, hair products, facial cleanser, all kinds of stuff. And then I realized I too have a drawer in my desk that is full of stuff I need to do my job. But it's none of that. It is Rice Krispie treats and granola bars and like chocolatey goodness, all things that I use to get me through 3 hours when I'm just sitting here like, man, I could use a little snacky. My tum tum is hungry. Then I go and get one of those out and I feel better and I can keep doing the show.
Well, you just dropped off a Rice Krispie treat to me.
And?
During the break. Fantastic. Breaking news. Rice Krispie treats. Good. Now, before you at me, I'm aware it's not as good as like mom taking it fresh out of the oven.
You know what,
I got
though?
It. But that, when it comes to prepackaged stuff, it's pretty damn good.
The part of that that's underrated or overrated is you have to go talk to mom to get that nowadays.
I mean, you could make it.
You could, but then you have to do this. Literally,
my mom couldn't even make it now. She'd bake her mascara into it. She doesn't know what planet she's on.
I made you some Rice Krispie treats.
There's a fake eyelash in here.
All right, Ma. Thank you. I think you use salt instead of sugar.
Yeah, I do enjoy a Rice Krispie treat. Have you seen the Halloween? We're not there yet. It's a little ways. Have you seen the Halloween treat that you can make with Rice Krispies and a few other things? It's very, very similar to a Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, the Ritz thing?
No. This is if you want to gross someone out. Like, they're coming over your house for a Halloween party.
No.
You know, you have different foods that it's like, oh, look, it's an eyeball, but it's really like other stuff.
I gross people out every single year. I answer the door naked. Then they run away. That's the scariest house ever.
That's why you're in the next Kendrick Lamar song. That's actually how that's going to go. No, they're like, you get a hot dog and you cut them and you put little fake nails on them and it's like, oh, it's a finger. The one you can do with, you can make raw meat, like ground beef, essentially, is what it looks like. But you just take a bunch of Rice Krispies and you make Rice Krispie treats. You form it into a mold like that. And then you use red food dye and it looks like, you know, that how raw meat looks. And
okay.
You just put that out and then people just, and you just rip it off, start eating. People are like, oh my God, what are you doing? Can't wait.
What if I actually just like to eat raw meat in front of people? I could do that.
Well, you could. Well, real quick, you know things that I don't about food.
What?
Can you explain how beef tartare works?
Yeah, you eat raw meat.
Right.
That's how it works.
But here's what I know is if I eat raw meat with a spoon now, I could get violently ill and vomit.
No, you won't.
But if you throw a raw egg into the mix and then serve it to me in a French restaurant with like $200 a plate,
no,
it's fine and I won't get sick somehow.
Something? It's all fine.
It's all fine.
They've bred all this crap out of the animal. It's all fine. See, like Liver King and guys like him.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go back to eating like their ancestors ate. But then he'll just take like a raw piece of pancreas and put it in his mouth. Right? If you tried to do that 70 years ago.
Sure.
Ancestor, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't bred all the disgusting stuff out of there. You know, I want my meat to be natural. How natural do you want it? The fact that you have to cook it to a shoe or else you get trichinosis or whatever the hell it's called?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is I don't think it's healthy to consume raw meat still to this day. But yet
that's
you go
fine.
To, okay.
Put some salt and pepper in
Teddy,
that bad
are you
going to
do that now that he said
Teddy's
it's okay?
Teddy's not going to do it.
No.
Right.
Not doing that.
Exciting meal for him is, you know, the Applebee's.
Well,
he's not going there.
They have beef tartare, don't they?
They don't have beef tartare at the Applebee's.
Oh, no.
Not at mine.
All you can eat tartare.
This is how you find out if you're a real foodie. Is if like Waffle House says, we've got beef tartare. It's like, all right, you say you like this stuff. Go try it. Try it at Waffle House. They probably do it fine.
Well, corned beef hash kind of has that texture.
Yeah, but it's cooked.
I know.
It's warm.
I know.
It's not raw meat. Also,
I've had it before, only because it was given to me.
How was it?
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I ate it because it was given to me.
You got some interesting friends.
No,
good
no,
for
no,
you.
No, no, no. I went to a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And they say, hey, common man, we enjoy the show. Here's a free thing.
Oh, and it was beef tartare?
And it was beef tartare.
Hey, we love the show. Would you like some eyeball?
Maybe they secretly hated the show, and that's the way they wanted to punish
me. Give me a steak. Why'd you give me
they gave me one of those, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
They did the whole thing.
He's steady. We should go out to eat with him more often, huh?
Hey, Fish has handed me the plug sheet.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to the plug sheet every single day because it tells us what's coming up on all the fan shows tomorrow. For example, Bishop and Friends. What time's that on, Bone?
That is 9 to noon on the fan.
Tuesdays with Tiberi. Dom Tiberi will come in and smooch chops.
He gave Timmy a kiss the other day.
Rothman and Ice, they'll have Tyvus Powell on at 1:33. Morning Juice, 6:33. Anthony Schlegel.
Oh, there you go.
He'll be on with his own brand of intensity.
I can't wait.
And then what does it say for us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely
no,
nothing.
The promo for us is Common Man and T-Bone 3-6. Who the bleep knows?
Mm-hmm.
Including them.
Football from yesterday. Bengals offense looks like trash. They lose to the Patriots. The Brownies look like the Brownies. They lose to the Cowboys. Teddy's very happy. Bodie needed it.
Oh,
Bodie's a big Cowboy fan, but after the Notre Dame loss, he was down in the dumps, but he got his revenge yesterday.
Well, I don't want to like gloss over the Bengals issues because they certainly exist, but you know I'm a Browns fan. I have plenty of thoughts on that game, but let's just, we need to have the baseline discussion here. What needs to be said, and it needs to be fully agreed to by every Browns fan and anyone who talks about the Browns, stop defending Deshaun Watson as being like, well, once he gets his shoulder right. No, this guy doesn't have it. He's bad. I don't care about his offensive line being trash yesterday, which it was. I don't care about how, well, he didn't play much in the preseason, which he didn't. That was their choice, by the way. He could have been out there playing. They chose not to. This guy, healthy, not healthy, he'll get injured again. Don't worry. He can't throw. He doesn't have, the arm motion is slow. He is late to recognize when guys are open, and he doesn't make consistently good throws, the type of throws you have to make in the NFL. He cannot throw out to the hash marks to save his life. He can't throw anything within 5 yards of the sideline when he has to make a throw towards the sideline. He had guys that were NFL open yesterday, and he just couldn't hit them. There's no defending like, well, just give him a few weeks. Sure, fine. I'd be thrilled if somehow that turns around. I don't believe it will happen anymore. So let's stop pretending like this isn't a broken quarterback, which he is.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Great.
I think you're wrong and dead.
What's that?
I don't know.
Good. I'm just saying. What's
no,
the
everything you said is
what's
right.
The argument?
No, there's no argument.
What's
sucks.
What's the argument with him?
He stinks. He sucks. Ironically, the best pass that he had was dropped by Amari Cooper. Should have
that's
been a touchdown.
True. That was a nice throw.
But you know what, though? Doesn't matter. He sucks. We can blame the offensive line all day. They suck, too.
They suck.
Right. By the way, you're not going to lose a game 33-17 because just one aspect of your game sucks. Lots of things sucked in that game. But the guy who gets paid the most money, the guy who you went out of your way to trade for and give up draft picks and cash for, the one guy that you knew wouldn't suck.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks.
Terrible. That's what you've based the whole thing around. And don't get me started. Like, it's not just the offense, to your point. Denzel Ward yesterday had a moment where, one, he got beat at like early in the game, and then a few plays later came back, I think on the next series, and jumped a route, had a clear pick six in front of him, and dropped the pass. He dropped the pass, and then as soon as the pass hit the ground, he did break it up at least, right? That was good, but had an interception waiting for him to go the other way, and instead, he's celebrating after he dropped an interception. I know he also stopped a pass from being completed, but there was like a big celebration over that. And that to me is a bit of the issue right now for this Browns right now. It's one game, but I don't feel like I don't think that is in any way, shape or form understanding the situation there. You are going against one of the best teams in the league. You have no quarterback. I heard Jerome Ford today, slash Gerald Ford, my guy, he's doing his best. He was talking today to the media, and he said, well, Sean's a warrior out there. All the times he got hit, we got to do better. Sure. Yeah, keep your quarterback a little cleaner, but there's also, go watch the film, multiple times where he has 6-7 seconds to throw the football, and he just can't throw it. So I don't... You can block for him all you want. It's not going to fix things. He is bad.
More Brownie conversation. We'll touch on the Bengals as well. And the Browns actually dealing with an injury situation today that's not pleasant. We'll talk about that next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should be aware of an accident that's blocking two left lanes on westbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue. Emergency crews are on scene there, causing holdup. We also have a slowdown on eastbound 670 from 3rd Street to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. The Ohio Laborers, they're more than just hard hats and tools. They're the backbone of Ohio's infrastructure, constructing vital projects that shape your communities. Their skilled laborers pave the way for smoother commutes, ensuring safe and efficient travel on Ohio roads and highways. Build Ohio right. Build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000-square-foot sports book. Bone, I heard the stories from this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
What were the stories?
It was the place to be because you had football all day on Saturday. You had football all day yesterday. And the casino was rocking. The sports book was rocking.
Sure.
Scotty Vegas was there.
What was he doing?
Coked out of his mind.
Oh, that's a way of rocking, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Confetti dropped from the ceiling.
Did the naked people jump out of the cake like we had ordered?
Yes.
We had multiple cakes. Everyone was covered. We had men jumping out, naked women jumping out. It was all whatever you wanted. It was all there.
Well, they weren't covered. They were naked.
No, we had all bases covered.
Oh, like I see.
Whatever you wanted to see, we had them jumping out of cakes.
Eunuchs? all there.
Eunuchs, is that the... No, that's a different thing. I was thinking the computer programming language.
Just smooth?
Yeah, eunuch is. Yes, I believe you're right.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you want to enjoy all those things.
Some of those things?
Maybe.
All of them.
Okay.
Go to the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bengals offense looks like trash. They lose the Patriots. All right. You had the situation with Ja'Marr Chase, who, by the way, told us that he had food poisoning on Saturday, too. So,
well, because
there's another thumbs up.
He went from, we didn't know if he was going to play, then he does play and actually leads the team in receiving for whatever that's worth.
That's worth nothing.
Much because the offense was putrid. But then showed up on the injury report as whatever was questionable or whatever, because then later said, oh, it was food poisoning that's why I was questionable. Yeah, I don't know. The hold in, I don't know if this is working or not. I am surprised. He didn't get a contract done, right?
Nope.
Okay, so I am surprised he played, given that you don't have a contract done, you're in the NFL, you say you want this new deal. Week one, you go out, you never know if something happens. I would get that deal done as quickly as possible if I were the Bengals, but whatever.
I think, you know, I know the standard line is we're professionals, this doesn't affect anything. That storyline's good for you media people, but us enlightened people here in the building, we know how to prepare and get ready for a football game. Here's my dumb question as a media guy. Do you?
Yeah.
This doesn't affect you at all? So you're telling me that offensive performance had nothing to do with the offseason drama surrounding this team. Purely coincidental.
I mean, it shouldn't affect, but I'm sure. These
I know
are humans.
It shouldn't.
They're humans.
Exactly.
You're right. But also, like, I think this is bigger than just, like, the Ja'Marr Chase stuff. There's drama there. But, I mean, could we look at possibly Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow and ask questions, too? Why does this team, Zach Taylor's been there 6 years. They've dropped the season opener in five of their six seasons under Zach Taylor. Why is that? That's not all because Ja'Marr Chase wanted a contract this year. There's like, I know there's been other things going on. We talked about last week how Joe Burrow had a, you know, appendectomy 1 year, right? That too. Is it had appendicitis?
Yeah, he had the calf removed. He had the knee. He had the wrist.
He's had all kinds of stuff every single offseason, but yet consistently this Bengals team seems to have slow starts. We'll find out next week. Who are they playing next week? Oh, that's right.
Just at the Chiefs.
Just hanging out with Travis Kelce and his girlfriend.
At the Chiefs.
That won't be, again, maybe they can pull it off, but not if you play like you did this past weekend. You're going to lose by three touchdowns if you do that.
Bad news for the Brownies. David Njoku has a high ankle sprain, so he'll be dead for a while.
Yeah.
Elsewhere around the NFL, Steelers beat the Falcons yesterday. Justin Fields got the start for ouchie calf Russell Wilson. Justin Fields was fine, took a lot of sacks, didn't necessarily wow you in any way. But you know what's not fine? That Steeler defensive line.
No.
They are obnoxiously good. TJ Watt is obnoxiously good.
Well, that's what we've said. I mean, the Steelers' MO this year is hope your defense can get you enough leeway for your bad offense to maybe manage 10 points. And if the Steelers' defense can add in a touchdown of their own or a turnover in the red zone for you so you don't have a long field to go, even better. But that's pretty much how they're going to win football games this year. It is crazy to me that the Steelers found a way to win, but it shouldn't be because they always find... This is a game where you probably pencil it in, looking at it ahead of the season and go, well, the Falcons, they've got not one but two quarterbacks. Everyone's thinking that their offense should be better, their defense is supposed to be better, and they go lose at home in week one.
They should be better than 10 points.
That's right. Yeah. So the Steelers finding a way to win this game, this is the thing that later on this year when we're like, how are the Steelers in playoff contention?
Because they win games like that.
They win stupid crap like this that they never have. They shouldn't have any business winning week one, but they do.
And if the Bengals, you know, turn everything around and they have to go on the road in the postseason and we're saying, how do the Bengals get on the road again? It's because they lost game like that.
Right. Yeah.
Week one.
Totally exactly right. Also in that game, like you said, Russell Wilson was technically inactive, right? He wasn't just injured. He was inactive, still dressed with pads on.
That's why I was confused, because I heard he was inactive, and then I turned the game on, and he's there in full uniform with pads.
Everything I saw said he's inactive. So unless they changed that designation, I didn't know you could be inactive and wear...
I guess you'd wear whatever the hell you want. He opted for pads in a uniform.
Right, but that is essentially like a former player showing up who is also not able to play in the game. Once you're listed as inactive, there's nothing they can do to change that designation in the game. And if a former player was like, I too want to stay on the sidelines wearing full pads, great. You have no way to get in the game.
Can you imagine? I'm just trying to think of you. Because, you know, the Buckeyes have dignitaries on the sidelines every single week.
Sure, yeah.
Like, if Eddie George came back and he was in full George uniform,
God,
they'd have to have security around Eddie George because you would try and mount him.
I would be yelling. I'd be like, pay the fine. I'd put him in.
Oh, Eddie.
Vacate the game. Let's go.
Vaseline on your bald head.
You know what? I'd say it's worth a loss to put him out there. Put him out there for a couple series and see what happens.
Who says you're going to lose?
No. Because the NCAA would be like, oh, well, you have to forfeit now because you did something illegal.
Eddie George
could have
been your starting running back on Saturday. You're still beating the hell out of Western Michigan.
No, my point is, put him in the game anyway if they say you're not allowed to do that. Say, fine, give us an L. We want to see Eddie George running again in Ohio Stadium. That's great.
Bills struggled to beat the Cardinals. They ultimately got it done. Josh Allen hurt his left hand in the win. They had to wrap it up.
Yeah, but you know what? Josh Allen, if people wonder, like, what's the difference between a really good quarterback in the NFL and then, like, the best ones that you have in the NFL, the top four or five or six, wherever you consider the line? Like, that guy is the reason they won that game.
No,
right?
Of course. Josh Allen is a ridiculous talent. He needs to do two things. Don't throw red zone interceptions.
Correct.
Which has been the problem the last couple of years. And don't die. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And I know it was a left hand, but still, right. He hurt himself yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Also, I mean, don't sleep on the Cardinals. Now, it wasn't pretty, but they found their way back into that game, and there were a couple drop passes.
They were leading that game for a while.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if you have Kyler Murray, there are a couple drops that were nice throws that just his receivers dropped for him. If that doesn't happen, maybe this is a different game. But either way, that was one of the, I thought, more of the one of the more interesting games that happened yesterday.
Samantha had to go to a birthday party yesterday. The birthday party was from 11 to 1. And I said, well, the bear game starts at 1, Samantha, because she's got her bear clothes and wants to sit down and watch the game with dad, which warms my heart.
Yeah.
But she said, can you wait for me until I get home? And I said, well, the game won't wait for you, but what I can do is I can pause it.
Yes.
Right? I can pause the live version of it, and then we can just watch it when you get home, and then we'll catch up when the commercials are on.
An underrated way to watch a game is, like, pause for a half an hour and then catch up. Then you miss all the commercial breaks, and you actually get caught up by the second half.
It's yes. Good. Well, I'll tell you how my daughter got mad at me, even though I did nothing wrong during this game. I'll tell you that, and yikes. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Slow-moving traffic is causing a five-minute delay if you need to use eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. And we have a couple minutes slowdown on southbound 315 between 670 West and Town Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save $80 on select sets of four Nokian tires. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends September 14th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
The segment that's not a segment. Yikes. Coming up in mere moments. So, Samantha and I sit down and watch the Bears game yesterday. All she's known her entire life has been Bears suck.
Yeah.
Right? And I told her, I said, I think this year is going to be a little bit different. They got a new quarterback. They got some talent on the offense. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they shouldn't suck. We should at least see the offense do things. She got very excited at that possibility.
Okay.
At halftime, she looked at me and said, you were just lying to me the whole time, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, honey, I wasn't lying to you. I genuinely thought we were going to see an improved offense. I can see where she would think that.
Right.
Because she tuned in and saw something offensively that was even worse than she's seen before. This Bear team, God bless them, won the game 24-17. They were down 17-0. All three touchdowns, defense, special teams. They won this football game totaling less than 150 total yards.
Yeah, it's, won. It's a win. You take that one, you put it in your back pocket and say, great, we're 1-0.
I'll take Fantastic. The defense making plays and Will Levis being awful. I'll take that.
I had shades of Brandon Whedon on a couple of those where the guy is going down and decides, I'm going to, not once, but twice, flip it out there for no reason. One of them goes back to the house. Just abysmal decision-making from him. Terrible.
And like the Chicago media always does this, where they think the next quarterback, whoever it is going to be the guy to answer all our prayers. The second coming of Christ has finally arrived. And the Bears have always been a laughing stock because they've never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards in a season. To just realize how common that is. Like, yeah. Matt Stafford did that last year.
Sure. Yes. It's, you know, done all the time.
Guys do it all the time. The Bears have never had a guy throw for 4,000 yards. Eric Kramer holds the single season Bears passing record. Eric Kramer. And all these articles that I read in the offseason wasn't if Caleb Williams would break this record. It's what week.
Right.
He would throw for 4,000 yards. Of course, he's going to do it, and he may. Don't get me wrong. I'm not writing him off after 1 week, but perhaps pump the brakes on year one. This dude's going to look awesome and throw 4,000 yards.
You know what? All he needs to do, Mike, the rest of the way, because there's 16 more games, assuming he can stay healthy, he needs 3,900 yards
all
to
right.
break 4,000.
Let's go.
243 yards per game. That's all he's got to average.
Fine.
He can do that.
Yikes time. The Bengals sucked yesterday. They sucked in the opener last season. But even with all the suckage, they still had a chance to win the game on the final drive. Except, according to Joe Burrow, this is what happened. Quote, I missed Jamar on the first play. Then I missed Zach on the check down. Then they got us playing a coverage I didn't expect on the third down. Not my best drive. End quote. No, Joe, it wasn't. Yikes. You didn't ask for them, but I'm going to give them to you anyway. Stats from the last two openers combined.
Okay.
6 for 26 on third down. Yikes. 366 total yards. Again, this is combined two games. Yikes. 376 rushing yards allowed.
Oh.
Yikes. It's okay, though, because you only have to go to Kansas City this weekend. They suck. Yikes.
Baylor and Utah played this Saturday with Utah winning 23-12. However, both those teams, they are now in the Big 12. This was not technically a Big 12 game. And that makes me scratch my head and say, yikes. The reasoning seems to have to do with conference schedules. Each team plays each team in a conference plays nine conference games. The conference apparently didn't want to shorten this game or put it into the programming that they have for their algorithm to program all the different schedules. This game was already previously scheduled. They said, you know what? Screw it. It's not a conference game, even though they're both in the same conference. This will happen again next week with the Big 12 when Arizona, now in the Big 12, plays Kansas State as non-conference opponents. If this game stays on the schedule, the Big Ten will have that issue in 2029 and 2030 when UCLA and Wisconsin will play each other as non-conference opponents, despite now both being in the Big Ten. It's weird. Conference realignment has made this happen, and it's all a big yikes.
There's no way that UCLA-Wisconsin game
I'm
stays.
Sure it won't, There's but if no it stays way. On there, there are other schools that will have the same issue next year, too, so it's bizarre.
Teddy?
Man.
How you doing, Ted?
Not good, Mike. Notre Dame, they were favored by 28 points, and they were upset by Northern Illinois on Saturday. Yikes. It was the third time they've lost at home as a massive favorite. Yikes. In 2022, they were a 16-point favorite over Stanford and lost. They were a 20-point favorite over Marshall and lost. Yikes. They are also just one of five programs nationally yet to throw a touchdown pass this season. Yikes.
Florida State sucks. They've started 0-2, and to rub salt in the wound, they're losing commitments after the terrible start. Two big-name guys have decommitted in the past few weeks. Yikes. But let's not lose perspective. Guys decommit all the time. The Buckeyes had a few dudes from the 2025 class decommit. But even with those decommitments, the program never dropped out of the top five in recruiting rankings. What's Florida State's 2025 recruiting ranking? That would be number 41.
Yikes.
Italian 6th Division Soccer. I'm sure you were all watching when Pontecieve played Subiano. Pontecieve was the home team. Anyway, these two 6th Division Italian soccer teams looked like they were going to go to a 0-0 draw until Pontecieve player got through and was on his way towards the goal. He broke through the first half of the field, was into the second half, the defensive half for Subiano. When Alessio Guidotti, who is the manager for Subiano, jumped off the sideline, ran in front of the player on the opposing team who had the ball and looked like he was going to have a clear shot on goal, and tackled him and took the ball away. And then immediately put his hands up and was like, oh, I'm sorry. Whoopsie. He got red carded and thrown out of the game. But here's the thing. The game ended 0-0.
He did his job.
Yikes. That shouldn't. No.
That's one hell of a coach.
No, if your coach does that, Mike Tomlin, you should have to forfeit the game.
No, that's
what I say.
That's
a big old yikes. No way. That shouldn't have stood.
It was a rough day for most of the NFL offenses yesterday. NFL teams, they averaged 175 net passing yards and just 293 total yards per game. Yikes. Both of those are the lowest of any NFL Sunday in the regular season in the last 20 years. Yikes. The last time this happened, it was back in 2003 on December 28th. Obviously, you know, a cold day then for most of the league, so numbers should have been down. But this past weekend was a stinky game for the offenses. Yikes.
For some reason, some people want to go live on Mars or on the moon. The sheer notion that humans will outlive the usefulness of this rock that is billions of years older than us, and will be here billions of years after we're gone is laughable to me. But anyway, let's play the game. Let's talk about Mars specifically. It is cold there, really cold, but don't worry. We'll live underground in tunnels.
Ah,
I was reading an article about how at the equator in the summer, Martian temperatures can get up to 70 degrees.
Wow.
Yikes. That's pretty good. The problem is even with daytime highs of 70, the nighttime low would be negative 100.
Oh,
yikes. But don't worry. Us clever humans will find ways around that. We're going to create an artificial atmosphere. We're going to melt the ice, create an ecosystem that suits our needs. I mean, we can't do anything like that here.
No.
But on Mars, yes. Yikes.
U.S. soccer legend Alex Morgan played her final professional match Sunday, 4-1 loss by her San Diego Wave to the North Carolina Courage. However, at the game, they had a big ceremony for her. She put her boots at midfield, and her daughter brought her flowers, the whole thing. ESPN recently switched over to having AI write their articles for some of these smaller leagues like the NWSL. So on the ESPN website, when they posted the story, it just had a standard rundown of the game. Talked about who scored, what else had happened. No mention that this was the final game for a U.S. soccer legend who's won two World Cups and a gold medal. They eventually corrected it, but yikes, ESPN, what are you doing?
The Cincinnati Bearcats, they had a 27-6 lead over Pitt late in the third quarter. They gave up 22 unanswered points, and they lost 28-27. Yikes! After the final whistle, the Pitt players, they went over to taunt the UC student section who had been giving it to them all day. Well, Pitt player Javon McIntyre, he had the game ball from the final turnover, and then he was harassed by the UC equipment staff to give the ball back. He tried running away, but they chased after him, and then a UC player knocked the ball loose, allowing them to get their ball back. It was quite chaotic. It was a crazy ending. Yikes.
It may be tough for you to watch Monday Night Football tonight. I'll explain why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a 15-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking two left lanes. If you're on westbound 70 on the east side at Livingston Avenue, it is stop and go from James Road. And we have a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Bone, we have to dedicate the show today.
Absolutely right.
I saw that James Earl Jones has died at the age of 93.
My guy.
Iconic actor, stage and screen. He was, of course, Terrence Mann
in
Field of Dreams, one of my favorite movies of all time. He was the voice of Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. Mufasa in The Lion King.
That's right.
I mean, among many other great roles that he had, just an unbelievable actor. The fact that you could, I mean, if you... Two of the roles that he's known for among his many titles, two of them he wasn't even seen on screen. One of them is animated. One of them is he's the voice of Darth Vader. And yet he still was that good of an actor that he could move you with just his words.
He's an EGOT winner. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Right.
He's
won them all.
I've seen a few clips of him acting on stage, and he just... Imagine that booming voice then in a theater where, you know, I mean, nowadays they have some type of microphones or whatever, but a lot of that was done where you don't have microphones. You have to project, and he has that amazing voice.
I'm trying to think. I don't want to exaggerate here, but can you make a case that he has the most influential voice of all time? You have the Darth Vader thing, right? Which in itself
right.
would be something.
He also was the "This is CNN" guy.
Yeah, that's true.
He did that. He started that.
Yeah, of people whose names we know, probably has to be one of the top two or three most influential voices. I am thinking of, like, there was a woman who did all the, for a long time, she was the voice that you'd hear whenever you'd get an automated message in the early days of, like, automated voicemail, things like that. She recorded her voice for one of those giant phone companies, and then her voice was heard by millions of people every day, but no one knew who she was. She's given interviews, I think, after the fact, but yeah, outside of that, like, as far as someone that we've all heard of, an actor, I think there'd be very few people, at least in the English-speaking world, who have not heard that man's voice and are very familiar with it.
Teddy?
Yeah, the only other ones that come to mind right away is kind of like Morgan Freeman is sort of on that level.
Good. Yeah.
And Sam Elliott is another one.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
That's true.
You know, here's a story. I was reading John Stamos's biography.
Okay.
And by reading it, he was reading it to me in the audiobook version. I just have to make that clear.
I understand.
Because Mikey no read. Anyway, so he's telling this story about how this is well after he's done with Full House, Stamos is. He's doing a play with James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Okay, he said he was most nervous he's ever been. He's acting with James Earl Jones. He desperately just wants respect from this man. He reveres him so much.
Sure.
And he's been, you know, doing this show for a while, and it was one night in the dressing room, James Earl Jones, right before they leave the stage. They leave the stage door to go out into the world. James Earl Jones stops him and says, "I got to tell you something. I didn't know what I was getting into when I heard that you were going to be in this play. But you are one hell of an actor, and you've done a terrific job. And it's been my pleasure to work with you."
Wow.
And John Stamos said he never felt better in his whole career than at that moment. He never felt worse 1 second later when he opened up the door and everybody just yelled, "Uncle Jesse, Uncle Jesse, Uncle Jesse."
Oh, wow.
"Sign my thing." And he felt like nothing. He felt like, "Oh my God, I'm never going to be anybody other than Uncle Jesse. I just got a compliment from James Earl Jones, one of the greatest living actors. And I walk outside and I'm Uncle Jesse again." And he said he was feeling so bad until James Earl Jones walked out and everybody went, "Darth Vader, Darth Vader."
Yeah.
"Sign my thing, Darth Vader." And he said, "Even James Earl Jones
cannot escape
the power of Darth Vader."
I mean, the amount of people who would kill to be known as, like, "You're Uncle Jesse. Oh my God!" Like, for the rest of your life, you get that no matter where you go. That, I understand, it pigeonholes you. Certainly, him. He didn't have the acting career that James Earl Jones has had, but still, you're there. You got the nice compliment, and you're Uncle Jesse. But that's a great point by him. Doesn't matter what you do, like, James Earl Jones is going to be known as Darth Vader for the rest of his life because that was such an impactful thing. I saw a couple of quotes from Dave Itzkoff, who interviewed him years ago, James Earl Jones, for the New York Times. And I think these are two very interesting little stories. One is that he asked him, "What's your secret to longevity?" Because he was, at the time, in a new movie. It was his 65th feature that he had acted in. And he said, "The secret is never forgetting that you're a journeyman and that nothing is your final thing. Nothing is your greatest thing. Nothing is your worst thing. I still consider myself a novice." Good attitude to have. Then he said, "Did you ever pick up the phone and pretend to be Darth Vader anytime in your career?" And he said, "Well, once I was traveling cross country, I used Darth as my handle on the CB radio. The truck drivers would really freak out. For them, it was Darth Vader. I had to stop doing that." Could you imagine
driving down the
road? And you're like, "Tim Forgan, buddy, what you doing?" And then he's just here like, "You listen to me." And it's just Darth Vader.
We can't even come close.
Can't come close. It's an incredible talent that he had.
All right, tonight, Monday Night Football, Jets at the 49ers. DirecTV is still in a pissing contest with Disney, so it will not be on ESPN. It'll be blacked out if you have DirecTV like me. Here's the good news. We will have it for you here on The Fan at 8 o'clock after Buckeye Roundtable, and they are simulcasting this game on Channel 6.
Yeah, it's an ABC ESPN broadcast.
Not all the Monday night games will be simulcast, but this is one of them. So you can watch it on Channel 6 tonight as two multi-billion dollar corporations piss all over each other.
Exactly right.
And then we have to pay for it. Although I did call up the other day and get some money back.
Good for you. There you go.
I'm going to do it again, too.
I don't blame you. You know what? They've got billions of dollars. Let them give it back to you.
You know,
agree.
What bugs me the most is they took all my smuggling shows away on Nat Geo. Because that's owned by Disney. I can't watch Caesar Milan training dogs.
No.
And I can't watch To Catch a Smuggler.
You ever get those two confused where, like, there's someone saying, are there any drugs in this briefcase? Also, he's just trying to.
That's how Caesar trains the dog.
That's how he trains the dog. He just makes that noise.
I love Caesar.
He's brilliant. I don't know how the dogs feel about him, but I think he's brilliant.
Well, I think the dogs they respect him.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fatboy Food Tap. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to run into a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to 270. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay if you're on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples prints anything you need for your business, like banners, flyers, and signs. And Staples will beat any price quote. Plus now, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Offer ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details or staples.com/price. Match for price match guarantee. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy?
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
Oh. How about a quarter decent?
Nope, not even that.
Okay.
Not even that. But I'll tell you what is going to be a decent show. As a matter of fact, a fantastic show. Buckeye Roundtable, 6 o'clock, 2 big hours. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, and Coach John Cooper as they talk about the Buckeye victory against Western Michigan, and they look forward to bye week things and other goodies. Now, speaking of goodies. Fatboy Food, yeah!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fatboy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, Bone. Jenny's Ice Cream. They always have very unique flavors. They have released their fall flavors. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have it here for you. If you think it's going to be something boring like, hey, pumpkin spice. Nope. Not at Jenny's.
No.
Here's the list. Bay leaf cheesecake.
Okay.
A refreshing and subtly herbaceous cream cheese ice cream with a crisp graham cracker swirl.
Cream cheese ice cream. I mean, I guess
it's just the flavor of
cream
cheese.
Well, that's what you're having. Cheesecake is... Right?
Cream cheese in it? That all sounds good. And you know what? Call me unsophisticated. I don't need the touch of bay leaf.
You know what? I'm sure bay leaf provides flavor. I've put it in many a dish. I couldn't tell you what bay leaf actually tastes like. I don't think I've ever knowingly said, ooh, there's the bay leaf. I'm getting a lot of bay leaf. So I have no idea what this would taste like. I'd give it a try.
You gotta go try it.
Yeah.
You pay $12 for a pint.
That's right.
Sweet potato marshmallow praline.
Okay.
I could get behind that. Yeah, it sounds pretty good. Spiced sweet potatoes swirled into marshmallow sweet cream and topped with candied pecans. That sounds pretty good.
I'd go with that, sure.
Pumpkin seed and rye cookie.
Okay.
Nutty and decadent roasted pumpkin seed cream paired with soft rye cookie crumbles.
Okay.
Miso butterscotch brownie, dark chocolate fudge brownies immersed in buttery toasted sugar and miso cream. Sweet, barely savory, and intensely satisfying.
Okay. I mean, of those, the sweet potato praline, I guess, is probably where I would want to go to. I did see this article on The Takeout, which is a nice food website if you're ever looking for one. They have an article called Ice Cream Flavors You Don't See That Much Of Anymore. And I want to see if any of these are ones that you miss seeing or that you haven't found as much. Tutti Frutti. Some might call it the Jelly Belly flavor. That's I don't really miss it. There's a place, if you're ever in Marysville, where I live, Ida's Italian Ice. They do a Tutti Frutti Italian Ice that's very good. But yeah, I don't see it a lot for ice cream. T-Berry?
Dom T-Berry?
Not Dom.
Hey, take a spoon and eat me before I melt.
T-E-A-B-E-R-R-Y.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's apparently it's made with tea berries.
Go figure. I don't know what the hell that is.
They come from the tea berry plant, also called the checkerberry plant or the wintergreen plant. Apparently, they were used to flavor chewing gum, sometimes called wintergreen gum. So I guess a minty flavor. But they're
pink. Don't put any hot honey on me.
They are pink. So it would be like a pink mint ice cream. I've never had it.
Don't miss it.
Butter brickle.
Don't know what the hell that is.
Never heard of butter brickle. I've heard of it.
Is it like peanut brittle?
No, it's like butterscotch toffee surrounded by chocolate, likened to a Heath bar.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. I remember seeing butter brickle as a flavor, but not for a long time. Black walnut ice cream. I don't ever recall seeing this. Have you had black walnut ice cream?
No.
They apparently say Haagen-Dazs, Bluebell, and Baskin-Robbins all had flavors of this at some point in the not too distant future.
Black, just chocolate?
No, it's walnut. Black walnut.
Like, but what's the base? Is it?
It's vanilla.
Oh, it's vanilla
with black walnuts in it. Black walnut's like a type of walnut.
Oh, okay.
It's a tree actually.
I don't see color.
Black walnut tree. Okay. Tin Roof is another ice cream. It apparently had vanilla base with chocolate sauce swirled in alongside chocolate dip peanuts.
What's the problem?
Nothing.
Sounds great.
They say it goes back. There was a Bluebell ice cream, I guess, still makes a version of this, but they made a version of it up until 2019. They got rid of it. I don't know why they did. And then this one, I didn't realize this was a thing. They say going back to the time of George Washington, people in this country have made Parmesan flavored ice cream.
The hell out of here.
No.
Why? No, they didn't.
No. Why would we do that? That sounds gross. You know what, Jennings? You guys can make that. Let us know how it tastes. Doesn't sound good to me. I also saw this Fatboy food tip. We have been talking about trying to find ways to save you a little money if you're someone who likes to get some fast food, or how about even fast casual. I don't know where you would put this one, but you know some of the food stores, like Publix down south, they are known for their hot and ready foods or their hot food bars.
I like to call it Publix.
Yeah. Well, you might remember Jameis Winston famously went in there and got himself some crab legs on the house back when he was in college. Well, other stores do this too, and some Walmart stores do have a hot bar where they'll have fried chicken, they'll have sides. Sometimes they will actually put all that together for you in a little container. I think a lot of Walmarts do that now. And on TikTok, this has recently gained some notoriety because TikTok users have been reviewing what they call the $5 Walmart meal. Are you familiar with this?
No.
You can go to a Walmart where they serve hot food, and here's what you get. You can get either a 3-piece tender meal, an 8-piece boneless wing meal, or a 6-piece bone-in wing meal with a small side for $5.47. If you add a second side, apparently it bumps up to around $7. But think about that. You could get 6 wings, 2 sides, $7. That's pretty good. The sides they offer are mac and cheese, jalapeno bites, whole bunch of other different options like coleslaw, things like that. Some hot options, some cold options, but that sounds like a pretty good deal. I've not verified that myself. If you have tried it, let me know. You could tweet at Degenerate T-Bone or at Bone Beam United or what? That's the soccer podcast.
Don't do that.
At Man and Bone 971. That too. Good Lord.
There is a TikToker guy. His account is just microwaving 30 mins. Are you familiar with this guy?
No. But I can already guess where this is going, and it sounds like it's probably
the entire concept of this guy's existence is getting food and microwaving it for 30 minutes and then seeing what it looks like.
First of all,
after 30 minutes,
I don't know if it's a Geiger counter to measure the whatever radiation is coming out of his microwave, but maybe we have someone go over to his house and just check. Like, is this guy going to, like, end up with cancer sooner than later because of all this?
I just love how this is a headline on New York Post. This is the grossed result when you microwave a Big Mac for 30 minutes. So we got a Big Mac from McDonald's, and he microwaved it. First of all, What would you microwave for 30 minutes that doesn't come out looking like a just burnt fetus?
We're right. Like, even if you get, I want to say, like, those Stouffer's frozen, you know, like how they have a frozen lasagna, right? It's very thick. There's a decent amount of it, and it's frozen solid. I think those you put in less than, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that, whatever the directions say. I don't think you're microwaving a solid family-size block of lasagna for 30 minutes, let alone anything else smaller than that that's not frozen.
So you'll be shocked to know that after nuking what began as a double patty delight, the burger soon instead turned rock hard, incredibly greasy, with solidified beef liquid journeying out from the underside.
Oh, that sounds no good.
Yes.
I will tell you, now that is one way to certainly boost your algorithm in TikTok, but if you do use the TikTok, or even if you're on Instagram, like, the amount of stuff I have found where I'm able to get, like, cooking advice from these, like, they're very good for that. I don't know about nuking a Big Mac for 30 minutes.
I love these comments, too. Here's what the guy's name is Harry, who does this.
Okay.
He said, this is exactly how I expected a processed McDonald's product to behave after 30 minutes in a microwave. What the hell does the fact that it's a processed McDonald's product have to do with anything? You can kill a cow.
Yeah.
It could be the freshest hamburger in the history. You could bake the bun yourself from locally grown wheat and grains. Kill the cow. Have the most artisan cheese in the world. You microwave anything for 30 minutes.
Right.
It's going to die a slow, painful death.
There is a video of him microwaving, because now I'm watching some of these, where he's microwaved a pineapple.
Is it upside down?
Don't think so. Just pineapple, it looks like. But none of this stuff's going to turn out. It looks pretty.
It's 30 minutes in a microwave.
Yeah.
There's nothing you could put in there.
Actually, you know what? He shows the pineapple after 30 minutes. It's a little smaller, but it's still intact. It's not burned. What's weird about it is it's like spongy. So he softened it tremendously.
Yeah, try and eat it. See how it goes.
I also noticed he does all these videos outside. Thank goodness. I'm sure that's not healthy to have that, like, in your house, but I don't know.
Anyway, there's a guy on TikTok microwaves food for 30 minutes. That's his entire existence. I'm sure he'd look at us, be like, there's two guys on the radio just go pee-pee, no worky, and likey all the time.
Well, there's a lot of people on TikTok now who also do the mukbang thing, YouTubers that do this.
Mukbang?
Yeah, it's where you get food and they have all the ASMR microphones, and then they eat the food and review it as they're, like, shoving giant quantities of food in their mouth.
All right.
And these people, they'll show up to the thing like, oh yeah, anyway, I was at the store, I just dropped 10 grand on Jordans. All right, let's get this McDonald's. And they just, that's their job. They make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars eating food for people. Good for them if they figured it out. I don't know how you do it.
A former Buckeye had a hell of a Sunday, but is it fool's gold? Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to want to watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side after James Road. That's causing delay. And we've got stop and go traffic that's causing a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by RumpkeCareers.com. Rumpke Waste and Recycling in Delaware is now hiring CDL rear load drivers. Come work for one of the nation's largest waste recycling companies in a recession-resistant industry. Apply now at Rumpke.com/careers. That's Rumpke.com/careers. EOE, restriction apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Train.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees?
Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Jason's beef. Coming up at 5:34. So Teddy comes in here and says, Jason wants to know what you want to talk about during the segment, other than Joey Votto, because he talked to Joey Votto today, and we'll talk about his conversation with Joey. And I thought about it for a second. We can talk about, you know, Reds things. Not interested. Talk about the Guardians stuff, but, you know, they've sort of righted the ship. They're going to Chicago this week to face the White Sox. Well, so you would assume that's just an instant sweep.
Well, they should if they, you know, want to win the division.
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about that. So instead, I told Ted to tell Jason that I want to ask him about his thoughts on extraterrestrials.
Oh, I like this.
All the times that we've talked to Jason Stark, it's been over a decade. He's been on this show. He's a good friend of the program. We've never gotten his thoughts on aliens.
We have talked to him about eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk Northern Lights with him?
I think we did.
I know we've talked celestial beings, obviously, bodies of...
Celestial bodies.
Yeah, that's right. Not beings, bodies. But now we'll get into the celestial beings, perhaps.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Or maybe he says, no. I don't believe in any of that.
First of all, Jason has never given you a one-word answer, ever.
You're exactly right.
He's got thoughts, and I'm going to make him have thoughts.
Well, also, if he's like, I don't really know anything, I'll ask him, what did former Mets reliever Turk Wendell think of it? And then we'll go from there. Just think of the craziest guys you can in Major League Baseball and see until he gives us someone who believes in extraterrestrials.
It was a hell of a Sunday for a former Buckeye, J.K. Dobbins. He's playing on Jim Harbaugh's team. The Chargers now had 135 rushing yards. Very good performance for him.
I am obviously very conflicted about this because I am rooting for him just because now he's not on the Ravens, so I can like him again.
He's been hurt since he came into the league.
He's been ouchy left and right, but talented, very talented player, and you saw that on display yesterday. However, Jim Harbaugh is... Any success he has is going right there with Jimmy Harbaugh's success. They're 1-0, and I don't like that. It's not my favorite thing.
I'm aware of it. I hope J.K. Dobbins stays healthy, has a very nice NFL career. I would just like to be a D-hole for a second and remind everybody that if he could catch a screen pass, we'd be polishing off another trophy.
You will never let that go, and I don't blame you at all. I did see the post-game for that, and it's... Dude, this is going to be... I know these guys are pros. I'm sure it's not the first time this has happened, but Jim Harbaugh is so in your face with himself, with who he is.
Are you surprised?
No, but like I'm watching the post game. They gave a game ball to Harbaugh and a game ball to the GM, I think, of the team. And then Harbaugh promptly gave the game ball to J.K. Dobbins, you know, and said some nice words about him. J.K. then said some nice words to the team. And then they cut to the team all gathered around and Jim Harbaugh yelling, who's got it better than us? And they all go, nobody. And of course, I'm like, bah! Like just vomit everywhere. Because that's, of course, his Michigan shtick. That's what it's his shtick everywhere he's gone. I can see J.K. Dobbins sitting there going like, yeah, hey, all right. You go do that. You say whatever you got to say about that. I'm just over here.
Joe Mixon. Running over people. He's on the Texans now. Texans beat the Colts yesterday. Yeah. Nice performance by him.
Boy, again, we're not going to do this every week, but Bengals could have used a guy like that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean.
It's 1 week.
But. Yeah, it's 1 week. He'll be dead soon, too. Jags played a nice first half, then they thought the game was over against the Dolphins and then pooped themselves. Here's another thing I want to point out. Look, it's a lot of overreaction after 1 week of the NFL season. Okay? But some stuff is not overreaction. It's simply reaction.
Yeah.
I have two things that I'm very confident in after 1 week. First of all, Carolina Panthers, bad.
Wow.
Epically gross. Bad, gross. And Bryce Young, you thought, oh, be just in a bad situation. Give him an offseason and a new offensive guru coach who's a very handsome man, but that's beside the point. Bryce Young's going to come out and he's going to do things. Let me tell you something right now. Bryce Young sucks.
Pass of the season picked off. Then he kind of had a little bit better game and then threw another
lost.
Pick.
He doesn't know what's going on.
No, it's I don't think there's any salvaging that. It is unbelievable that him and CJ Stroud were ever considered to be like, well, I don't know which one's better. Well, you now you know.
Sucks.
Figure that one out, don't you?
Bryce Young sucks. That team sucks. Adam Thielen is like in jail. Just being there. Yeah,
bad.
Here's that's one thing that I know. That's not an overreaction. That's a reaction. Here's another reaction. And I've talked about this for 2 years. Daniel Jones and the Giants suck. Brian Daboll, start packing up your office right now, dude.
That's bad.
Sam Darnold goes in there, who is the starting quarterback for the Vikings this year, looks like a world beater. The Vikings look like a team that was going to win the Super Bowl. The Giants had nothing, had no answer for anything, offensively or defensively. They are embarrassingly bad, and their fans were booing them, as they should.
And they, I hope, were at least a little bit booing those god-awful uniforms.
Well, fine,
looks like a cross between the Montreal Canadiens and the team up north.
But then I saw butthurt Giant players after the game. I don't know how that's productive. It doesn't have to be productive. These are people that waited an entire offseason to come see you and buy a ticket and your hot poo. And they feel like booing. It's not productive. It's fans letting their emotions out.
You know what? We're going to do this on the fly. I think it's in there. If you look in today's folder, there is actually audio of the right way to do this. It's Myles Garrett, who, you know, Myles Garrett had his Mason Rudolph moment that will never be forgotten, right? But since then, like, everything I've ever heard this guy say or do tells me this dude gets it. And obviously, as a Browns fan, I'm invested in his success. But also, like, there's a quote from Myles Garrett after the game yesterday where he is asking, or someone asked him the question, what do you think about the fans booing you? How do you feel about that? And his answer was 180 degrees from what you just said about some of those Giants players. And it's the right answer. I can paraphrase it for you, but
Hold on. I'm trying to find it. It's in today's folder, the Monday folder?
I don't know where it is. It's in the system because he gave the answer yesterday. I would presume we would have put
it in
today.
Here, I have it for you.
Yeah, let's see if you have
Myles
the thing.
Garrett.
They have the right to tell us however they feel. Because, I mean, if we're not playing well, they have the right to boo. If we're kicking ass, they got the right to cheer. It's their privilege. They come in, you know, they pay to see us do well, and we didn't. And we got to put on better performance if we expect them to go out there and support them, support us in full force. So we got to be better, and that's all on us.
All right, good answer.
You either or you can, and then you can leave, and then in your car be like, I hate everybody who boos me. They feed me. Their hatred fuels my hatred, which makes me a better player. Whatever you got to say to make yourself better at night, whatever. But when you get in front of a microphone, that's the answer you give. Someone should let all the other players know, like with the Giants or any other organization that goes through this, that is the only answer that is good. Other than to say, nah, man, whatever. I have nothing to say about the fans. The fans are great. People who booed us, they're probably mad we lost. I'm mad we lost. Next question. It's that easy to then move along from that question. They won't ask you again.
How is it productive? It's not productive.
It's
not intended to be
they
productive.
They didn't sign up to help your career. They signed up to go watch a football game that they enjoy. And you made it utterly unenjoyable, if you're a Giants fan yesterday, to watch that team.
Maybe you've asked yourself, what does a man who's in every single Hall of Fame, including Cooperstown, think about extraterrestrials? We're going to find out coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find traffic is moving slow on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And we've got about a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 from Kitzmiller Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Their end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all year round. Schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from your Indeed dashboard. Learn more by visiting Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
He likes baseball. He likes solar eclipses. He likes Shohei Ohtani. But he loves roast beef sandwiches. It's time for Jason's Beef with everyone's favorite baseball writer, podcaster, author, and former mustache owner, Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer, joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Hello there, Mike.
I have two legitimate questions and then one nonsense question. How do you want to start?
What order are we going to get those in?
What? I'm asking you. How do you want to start?
It's your show. I just work here. No. Whatever you want to do.
That's a lie. All right. Shohei Ohtani. He's your guy. And he's everybody's guy. He's my guy too. I've seen baseball people argue that it's like, yeah, he may have 50-50 and be one of these all-time greats, and he hit home run number 46 the other day. But let me make a case why this other guy, why Frankie Lindor is the real MVP. Do we just have these conversations to have conversations? I mean, there's no doubt Shohei Ohtani is the MVP, right?
I think he is without any reservation, but I think there are two things going on here. One is he's DH. No DH has ever won the MVP. And so to win an MVP award as a DH, you basically have to do things that have never been done by anybody. So can we put the check mark on that?
I was going to say, good thing he's doing that then.
Yes, that's coming in very handy. But I think there's another phenomenon that Mike Trout used to run into, which is, like, I think voters start to think, are we just going to give this guy the MVP award every year of his life? Don't we need to look for somebody else we could possibly give it to? That worked for Aaron Judge once, but he had to hit 62 homers. I love Francisco Lindor. I love everything about him. On all sides of the ball and off the field, he is not the MVP. Not this year. Unless you are looking for a reason not to give it to the other guy, and why are you doing that?
Well, I've seen this. I mean, this happened in the NBA for many years. Like when LeBron James, still in his career, there was an argument for probably about 15 years that he was the MVP every single year, but he doesn't have 15 MVP awards. When you talk to guys in the media, they're looking at Shohei Ohtani. He is the best player in Major League Baseball. He's the most talented guy out there, and he does contribute in ways that very few other players can. When fully healthy, even this year when he's not, he's still doing stuff that we've rarely ever seen. Does that go into it? Do people try to think like, well, I know everyone else is going to vote this way, so I've got to do something else just to show how smart I am?
I'm not sure if you want me to criticize members of my profession.
Oh, that's
here.
That's exactly what you're trying to do. That's exactly right.
You don't have to name names.
On to you, aren't I? See, it's America. And just like on election day, when you're going to the polls to vote for the local dog catcher, everybody looks at that ballot and has some different idea. And that's the way it works in my line of work, too. Everybody has different thoughts on all kinds of stuff. And it's interesting because I don't think we've ever lived in a time where there was not more vote shaming for people in my line of work because of social media and because many of us, starting with myself, try our best to be totally transparent about how we vote and why we think that way and why we voted that way. And people don't want you to vote that way. They want you to vote the way they think you should vote. So there's a lot of groupthink and a lot of vote shaming that goes on now, but there are people who are going to try to find a way to take an alternative position just because it will call attention to them. I don't think there's any doubt that that happens in my line of work and every line of work.
So what you're saying is this yes. Is America. You have a right to be wrong. And these people are wrong.
I disagree with these people.
Yes.
You disagree with these people. They have the right to think whatever they think. Because yes. That's That's the beauty of being an American.
I'm a Mets fan, and I disagree with them. I think Shohei Ohtani's the MVP. I mean, I like what Lindor's doing.
It is.
That's because you have eyeballs.
Right.
You can see. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark here on The Fan. Joey Votto announced his retirement a couple weeks back. I know you talked to him for your podcast. Is there more of a transformation? I'm not talking about from a playing perspective, but just almost from a media perspective and the way that Joey Votto was maybe the first 70-75% of his career. And then the last few years, he's really stepped out there. He's shown you his personality. He's on social media. It took a lot of people by surprise that covered this team for a long time because he was always very reserved and didn't want to talk about anything but the game. But he's fully out there now. He's showing you who he is.
There's nobody like him that I've covered. You know, I've gotten to know Joey a little bit. He was amazing on our podcast. Me and Doug Lanville do the Starkville podcast weekly. It's part of the podcast feed at my site, The Athletic, The Windup. I mean, we've had Joey on, I think, 3 years in a row, might be four, and there's nobody like him. He talked today for an hour. We didn't stop him. Because the way he thinks is different than how anyone else I've ever covered thinks, and he's not afraid to express what he thinks. He's not afraid to have fun, engage, interact with you in a way that no one else does. And I've covered characters, I've covered thinkers, I've covered a lot of really funny players. Never been anyone like him in my experience. And, I mean, we talked to him about a million things today, but we were trying to help him figure out what to do next in his life. And so he said he wants to have a garden. He went to work in a restaurant a couple days a week for free, just to see how things are done there. His mom and dad used to own a restaurant. He wants to work at a Home Depot because he doesn't know anything about anything except playing baseball. So he wants to learn about every tool and what they do. He said he might want to be a sports writer, a baseball writer.
Wow.
Just because he obviously hasn't paid enough attention to what we do. But like nobody else ever said that to me. Nobody.
All right. Who's the greatest Canadian player of all time? Is it Joey Votto? Is it Larry Walker? Which one?
Larry Walker's in the Hall of Fame. Joey Votto's not yet. So I guess you would have to say Larry Walker. He was more of an impact defender, an impact base runner. But are we going to debate whether Joey Votto's a Hall of Famer? There's no debate.
I was actually going to say, in the spirit of Shohei is not the MVP, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong, and Justin Morneau is the answer!
He's not. Another great guy, though.
Panama Ted said there is a sack of Arby's sandwiches waiting for you if you put him on your ballot next year. Just throwing that out there.
Well, he's not on the ballot for 5 years.
Well,
but
you know what I mean. When he's eligible.
Is that it? You know, if he wants to work in a restaurant, you think Arby's is on the table?
Oh, absolutely. He's not uppity. It doesn't have to be fine dining, does it?
No. No. He talked about working in a diner. So what's the next step from diner? Arby's, for sure.
All right. Next week, we're going to talk about aliens. We're out of time.
What?
We're out of time.
We got talking food and Joey Votto,
you know,
and
talking about MVP. Canadians and MVPs, and we got off track. But next week, we're going to stay on track. I want to get your thoughts on extraterrestrials. Are you up for it?
I'm always up for a good extraterrestrial conversation, but I don't want you to put this on me that we ran out of time because you're the one who chose
it's my fault.
Topics. I let you do that.
No, there's only one of us that's in the Hall of Fame, and it's not me. I got it. I understand. Next week, aliens, all right?
Okay. I don't know what that means, but sure, let's do that.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
You're going to hit a 10-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on westbound 670 after 3rd Street. Traffic is stop and go from Leonard Avenue. And we also have slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Livingston Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week Everett Napier. Laborers Local 534 Middletown. Everett is a proud 26-year member and field rep. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. Two whole hours. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Skip Mossick, Coach John Cooper, all people that are smarter and better than us.
That's right.
That's 2 hours of Buckeye conversation. Then at 8 o'clock, it is Monday Night Football, Jets and 49ers. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Of course, Buckeye Roundtable will talk Buckeyes because that's in the title.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you're interested in such things, the Buckeyes are now favored by 17.5 against Michigan after Blue lost to Texas this past weekend. Now, there's a lot of football to be played. That line is going to change, but you can put money on it today, 17.5.
Hmm. Yeah, I again, like we talked about earlier, I am. We both agree. You and I just have different ways of saying it because you were saying that there's no way Ohio State.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. There's no way Ohio State loses to Michigan, is what you said. I said essentially the same thing, which is that there is no excuse for it, so let's not make them. If it happens, that's got to be it for Ryan Day. You don't lose to Michigan 4 times in a row. That's just, no, that's done. We know the stakes now. We see how good these teams are. I know, throw the records out and all that stuff. I'm just telling you, Michigan bad. Don't make excuses.
I was asked the other day what the worst case scenario for this season could be.
Yeah.
And I came up with this. Michigan doesn't lose again.
Okay.
Okay. So they have the one loss to Texas, but their conference record is unblemished.
Okay.
Buckeyes do not lose.
Okay.
Until they get to the game.
Oh.
Then they lose to Michigan. You meet again in the Big Ten championship game where you lose to Michigan.
Oh.
You somehow sneak into the playoffs because it's 12 teams, baby. You got two losses,
but otherwise undefeated.
You got two losses where you face Michigan again and lose to Michigan.
Yes, this is the reality that does exist.
It doesn't exist.
Not a reality. It's a possibility that exists.
It is the worst case scenario. It's not impossible, but I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen.
But that also means if it's a possibility, that means the inverse is also possible. And that is,
you can beat them 3 times.
Yeah, theoretically. I mean, it'd be a little harder with them already having a loss. If you gave them 2 in 2 weeks, they're probably not. 3-loss Michigan, losing to Ohio State twice in 2 weeks would not get into the playoffs. But there is a scenario at some point in the future where maybe Ohio State and Michigan play 3 times in a year and Ohio State wins all 3 of those times. And I would be thrilled. I would love that.
All right, back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone, I want to do something a little different today.
Okay.
For Back Page.
Go ahead.
Don't want any wacky stories. I want you to tell me, you got 2 minutes to tell me how the Columbus Crew can go into a soccer game with one goalkeeper and then when that guy goes away, have no other option.
Yeah, so the Crew entered this game with one goalkeeper, a goalkeeper they signed because they have an injury to Evan Bush, who is the third string keeper.
Ouch.
Their starter and backup, Patrick Schulte and Nico Hagen, were on international duty with their international teams. The Crew were not supposed to be playing this past weekend, but they were in the CONCACAF Champions Cup They had to move two games when they played in the final of that tournament. One of them got moved to this week. Otherwise, crew wouldn't have been playing. Because of the absences at goalie and the injuries, they had one healthy goalkeeper. So they petitioned Major League Soccer and said, hey, we have had injuries. We have had all these national team call-ups. Can we have an exemption and get one of our minor league crew two players to come up and play for one day? And they said, sorry, you've used all those spots. And the crew said, yes, but we had to do that because our guys were in the Olympics and also we played more games than anybody. They had a weird situation. And MLS, despite allowing these exemptions for New York Red Bulls and other teams this year for the same thing, they said, sorry, crew, screw you. So the crew went into the game with one goaltender. That goaltender got red carded and thrown out of the game about halftime of their game against Seattle, which was at 0-0 at that point in the second half. Sean Zawatsky, who was a great player for the crew, was tasked with playing with a man down. He then had to go play not as a regular goalie. He had to wear the goalie stuff, put the gloves on, and he was the goalie. And unfortunately, four goals got past him. So I put that on MLS. I put that on squarely on their shoulders for screwing us because they hate us. That's all right. We'll beat all these teams in the playoffs with our full complement of players, but it just sucks right now. Bad. Bad loss.
All right.
But asterisk. Put an asterisk next to it because it was not fair. They screwed us, Mike. Don Garber hates Columbus.
Well, we knew that.
And we'll never forget it.
And I hope that every single, was it December?
Yeah.
When he has to come here for MLS Cup, because he's going to be here for the end of time.
Yeah, let's hope so.
And they hand the trophy, which they just rename the Crew Trophy.
Yes,
to
that's
the
right.
Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus boos the hell out of Don Garber.
We'll do it again.
Every single time. Buckeye Roundtable is coming up next. 2 big hours of Ohio State conversation. Then it's Monday Night Football at 8. We're back tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the right shoulder if you're on westbound 670 after 3rd Street. And we also have slower traffic that's causing a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
National championship odds in college football had a shakeup. Georgia's now plus 270 to win it all. Ohio State's odds improved to plus 350. Texas is plus 550. Alabama and Oregon are tied for the fourth best odds to win it all at 11-1. Penn State's now 18-1. USC rose to 30-1. Notre Dame fell to 100-1. And Michigan falls to 120-1. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got a,
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth,
mm-hmm.
and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not. It is fitting
that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.